Herzlich willkommen zu einer Special-Ausgabe vom I Know Your Game Podcast. Während der Gamescom in Köln hatte ich die Chance, Peter Molyneux zu treffen. Wer kennt ihn nicht? Er ist Mastermind von Lionhead. Die haben Fable, Black and White, The Movies etc. gemacht. Und jetzt war er auf der Gamescom bezüglich des dritten Teils von Fable. Und man mag von Peter Molyneux halten, was man will. Die einen lieben ihn, weil er irgendwie immer versucht, Spiele auf eine neue Art und Weise zu erschaffen und Sachen ein wenig anders anzugehen und immer ein paar neue Sachen zu versuchen. Die anderen hassen ihn, weil er oft Sachen verspricht, die im Endeffekt so nicht ins Spiel kommen bzw. gar nicht auftauchen. Ich gehöre definitiv zur ersten Gruppe und deswegen habe ich mich sehr gefreut, ihn zu treffen. Obwohl es nicht wirklich ein Interview war, es war mehr eine Präsentation, weil noch ganz viele andere Leute im Saal waren und Peter irgendwie viel zu wenig Zeit hatte. Aber trotzdem war cool, ihn mal zu sehen und ihn beim Reden zuzuhören. Deswegen habt ihr jetzt auch die Chance dazu. Viel Spaß dabei.
Has anyone played Fable before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How far did you get?
I played the first one completely, and the second one, I stopped at the half because I had one problem with Fable 2, the lack of challenge. So when I get beaten, then I want to be beaten.
Just let me tell you, when you say things like that, it's like stabbing me in the heart with an ice cold dagger. Because we're not, it's me that feels awful, because you're right, it was terrible. We made these terrible, terrible things in Fable 2. Some of the things were good, but like the death mechanic, I liked the fact you didn't go back in time, but you didn't lose enough. So we thought about that for Fable 3, and like, we will definitely touch on that. So.
Awesome.
So anybody else played Fable?
Yep.
How far did you get?
First one completely, and about to the half of the second one, yeah.
Why did you stop playing?
Because I had to write my review, and didn't have time to play the rest. Because the next game was standing there, so...
Yeah, we've got an interesting idea. I'm fighting to get you all review copies, like, 3 weeks before you post your review, rather than 3 days, because it's... Especially with Fable, as you'll see, there's a game mechanic which is going to make your reviewer's life absolute hell. I apologise for that in advance. Anyway, let's quickly run through some of the bits of Fable. Firstly, I'm sorry I'm writing on paper. I'm supposed to be part of Microsoft. We're supposed to have lovely decks and slides and, you know, dancing girls with things coming out. But, you know, I just use paper, I'm sorry. Firstly, talk about the story. Does anyone know what the Fable 3 story is, or should I go into detail? Should I go into some detail on it?
That's fine.
Okay, so the Fable 3 story, you start out as a rebel. You're pretty powerless at the start. There is this evil, evil king called Logan. And he is a cross between... Idi Amin, Franco, Mussolini, Hitler, George W. Bush, maybe in there. He is the most terrible, awful dictator ever, ever, ever. And he's doing terrible things in the land. Slavery, corruption, executions, everything we could possibly think to make him a tyrant. I want you to absolutely hate this guy. He happens to be your brother, by the way, but we won't touch on that. And you're this rebel, and you start out, no one believes in you, and slowly you prove yourself by going on quests, and you gain these things called followers. We're going to talk a lot more about followers in a minute. And to gain these followers, you make promises. We'll talk a bit more about that. Until eventually, when you've got enough followers, you go to the castle, you... battle up to the castle, you storm into the throne room, and you grab Logan, and you take the throne yourself. And that is the end of Act 1. And then Act 2 is you being king, you replacing Logan, you running your kingdom. How many of these promises are you going to keep? there's a big plot twist here that's very exciting, which will hopefully drive you on to the end. So I like that story. I think it's a unique story. I like breaking the game down into two parts. We will absolutely, again and again, drive you towards being that dark rebel. Any questions about that story? No. Yes. No.
Yes. How long did it take to be a king? Is it more like...
When I first played Fable 1,
there's the, you be a child and start growing up. I liked that part very much, but I thought it was a bit too fast. You were a bit too fast.
Okay, we're going to answer that question, we're going to skip to going forward.
Follow-up question. We all might know in 2 weeks how long it would take to play Fable 3, but how much time should we take to play Fable 3?
That's a very difficult question. I'm going to answer that by showing you the big problem. So I always had this question, how long is the game? 10 hours. That's not long. 12 hours. That's not long. 15 hours. Oh, that's all right. 40 hours. That's too long. And, you know, as a designer, this is a big problem. Some people, 10 hours is enough. They've had enough. They want to get to the end of the story. Other people, 60 hours is enough. And this is a big problem I had, and we've solved that this problem in a very unique way. We've solved it by solving the problem of leveling up. So I'm going to cover this leveling up feature. Leveling up in Fable 1 and Fable 2 was absolutely shit, wasn't it? You said it about the combat. When you died, you lost experience. No one cared about experience. Experience didn't feed into the story. It meant nothing. Here's the reality. This is what my research, I looked at the way people played before designing Fable 3. And this is what happened. In Fable 2, there were three bars to do with leveling up. Strength, skill, and will. I thought it was a brilliant system. You know, people want to be magic users, they use will experience. If they want to be, you know, skilled at things, they use it. People didn't do that. This is what happened. 40% of the people did this. They filled this bar up, then they filled this bar up, then they filled this bar. Why? Because this bar was first, this bar was second, and this bar was third. That was rubbish. That's one thing. The second thing was, here's the truth about leveling up. You reviewers never talk about this, but it's true in role-playing games. The truth is, leveling up is about combat, isn't it? It's about getting more powerful in combat. But it's rubbish. You level up, the enemies level up. You level up again, the enemies get harder again. You're not leveling up really at all. You're not getting more powerful, you're not getting more features, you're not getting more stuff. You always stay the same because it's all about combat. So we wondered about this and we wondered about how we can put it into the story. So remember, the story of Fable 3 is about being a rebel, getting people to follow you, attacking that castle. So instead of a bar, instead of this bar, we give you this place. It's a place. It's called the Journey to Rule, and it's something we give you at the start of the game. And we say this, one day, it's a spoiler, one day you're going to be king. But you need to get enough followers of your experience, to actually assault the castle. The more of these gates you go through, the closer you are, the readier you are to assault that castle. Each of these gates are like levels. You need two followers to go through this gate, 200 to go through this gate, 2,000 to go through this gate, 100,000 followers to go through that. Everything you do in Fable gets you followers. Fighting well earns you followers. Dying loses you followers. That will slow down your progress to being king. Getting married to someone who's really high in society gains you followers. Divorcing that person loses you followers. making friends with people, getting good friends, earning money, getting good friends, losing money. So every single mechanic in Fable is getting good friends or losing. So I love that. Everything you do in Fable will progress you closer to your goal. In other words, experience isn't just about the combat, it's about the story. So there's one other thing. That is these questions. They are, and this is the problem with the reviews, they're called gameplay chests. In each one of these chests is a totally encapsulated piece of gameplay. So in this chest, there is the ability to earn followers by making friends with people in the world. There's a mini game about making friends. You can go into a community, make friends with anyone, get them as followers. The more followers you have, the more you ask to suggest the gates, the more chests you have. Or you can go this. This chest is about the ability to turn Fable into more of a simulation game. You can buy and sell houses, you can own shops, you can make it more like a college. Or if you choose this side, I don't want any of that stuff. I want my game to be about combat, fighting. So I think the gameplay just is to do with combat.
So basically the game lets us create our own gameplay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And here's the thing. If you rush through this game in about 14, 15 hours, you'll only be able to open probably two of these chests per level. In other words, Fable will be a different experience. If you are a grinder, you love the 40-hour experience, you're going to grind over all the chests before going through this game. Or if you're someone who's a specialist, you'll only open the red chests and then come back later and open the options. I really love that, but leveling up is now about the story. It's about gameplay mechanics, not just combat, but still about combat. And there's always this clear metaphor. When I put my resource into my bar, I get closer to my ultimate goal. I think that's pretty cool stuff.
So,
we haven't even started.
I really like the idea with the chess. But can you regain followers you lost?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's basically the old system, but with a new look and a new gameplay to it.
It's like experience, but rather than experience in Fable 1 and Fable 2, a lot of RPG-like games is all about combat. Rather than just making it about combat, it's feeding it into the story, feeding it into some dialogue in the story, feeding it out, and making about level up about gameplay mechanics. So you can't get the gameplay about getting married until you've gone through the fourth gate. So it's pacing things out around your ability and allowing you to control what your favour is. Well, in 3 minutes I've got to show you something that takes 20 minutes to do. So here we are, we're in a combat situation, we're about to fight all these people. I want to show you this button here. Does anyone know what we've done with this button yet? So there's a lot of innovation around that button.
That's good.
I know that's not a normal button to innovate around, but we decided to innovate around that. So we've got a big battle now. I've got a hammer. Now normally this button, when you press it in games, the game goes away. If it's like an EA game, it brings up this beautiful 2D interface with disco music blaring and, you know, these things whizzing all over the place. It doesn't really make sense to what's going on in the story or anything like that. And we wondered, especially with the really rubbish implementation of the GUI that we had in Fable 2, we wondered if we could think about that button in a completely different way. So when Sam... We do want to change our weapon now, so we need to go to this. Instead of going to a 2D thing, you go to this place. This is called the Sanctuary. In the Sanctuary of these rooms, you collect stuff like you do in role-playing games. If you collect clothes that go in your dressing room, if you collect weapons that go in your armory, it is staffed by your own personal butler. He is played by John Cleese. He has got an enormous number of AI-driven lines. The great thing is, if I press this button on a normal game, nothing about the story comes up. And here, your butler will refer to Spinza's story when you become king. Your butler, you know, he's definitely part of that. We've got an incredible map. If I go into my armory, for example, you can visually see exactly what all your weapons are. These are all my melee weapons, these are my magic weapons, all these are my buildings, these are my ranged weapons. Going up to and changing any of those is faster than a 2D interface.
We see that as an analogy to the main house in black and white.
Yeah, it's similar. I can change my costumes, I can dye my clothes, I can put stuff on. But the coolest thing about a combat system, which I've got a minute to tell you about, is the fact that you've got these things called living weapons. That means as you use a weapon, it morphs and changes to reflect what you're like as a fighter. If you, which most of you will do, because you're reviewers, you will do this. Doesn't matter what I say to you about timing and rhythm and holding and blocking, you'll just mash. If that's the case, you'll notice your sword will start getting shorter and shorter and shorter. Well, that may make you feel a little bit embarrassed, but you'll make it shorter because you like quick attacks. If you hold the sword this down and build up and charge up, your sword will get longer over time. If you block a lot, it'll get more curved. If you killed innocent people, it'll start dripping with blood. In other words, all of your weapons are totally unique to you. In co-op, you can bring a weapon into my world. We can swap our weapons and gift each other weapons and continue to change and warp it up. This weapon system is applied to guns, swords, rifles, and magic gauntlets and hands. Phew, that's
well,
fast as I've ever done.
Any final questions?
This is the map. So much cooler than the rubbish one that is in Fable. It's like a living map. So you can buy and sell. If you turn this gameplay functionality on, you can do a lot of trading and buying and selling and running businesses from that. Any questions? So, amazing, unique story, totally revamped interface, totally new combat system with very fast weapon switching on these buttons, a completely new leveling up system. You know, Fable 3 has changed what you think of Fable, and it's going to be a huge problem for your reviewers to review, because you're going to have to choose what gameplay choice you go for. No stopping halfway through anymore.
No, okay.
yes, I'm sorry.
Another question. You were talking about Kinect in Heavy 3, I think. that will not be part of the game on release when you
Yeah, so his thing about Kinect, I mean, I love Kinect. I think it's a great device and it really does change a lot. It's nothing like any other device I've ever worked with before, and that's the problem. We could have done some gimmicky thing for release, but I said no. You know, Kinect's too good for that. Fable, I loved Fable too much, and to have something really good, I'd much rather, you know, look at this problem in more detail. And it does take 2 years to make Fable for this thing. I mean, I understand this thing now. So, you know, it is an official announcement. There's nothing out there.
Well, the plans haven't died yet.
The what?
The plans to implement.
No,
there's no official announcement.
All right.
There's no official non-announcement.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.